heart starts to beat when the individual is no more than a 22-day-old fetus and continues beating until the day when his or her life comes to an end. This marvelous pump will beat around 70 times a minute by synchronizing the movements of the muscles and valves. This translates to an average of 35 million times a year, and some 2 trillion times during the course of an average lifespan. The amount of blood pumped as a result is approximately 227 million liters. This amazing figure is enough to fill a 10-ton tanker a day, or the fuel tanks of 700 jumbo jets, over the course of the individual's life. The heart, regarded as the most efficient machine on earth, never loses its ability to pump and distribute blood in every healthy human being, with no impairments of its rhythm. This is an extraordinary miracle of Allah, who has the power to create through the sublime artistry and perfection, with wisdom and an unmatched balance all at the same time. Our hearts are essentially lumps of muscle the size of a fist and consisting of water, fat, and protein. But that piece of muscle has a system far more flawless and perfect than any technological pump that may ever be produced by all the engineers and scientists in the world. All working together and using the most advanced technology. A miraculous feature of the heart is the way that it determines the body's requirements and pumps exactly the level of blood needed. When a person is at rest, the heart pumps a mere 4 to 6 liters a minute, which is sufficient for that individual's needs in a state of rest. The cells in the body do not require much oxygen when the body is at rest. However, a person that is exercising will require more oxygen. Thus, blood must flow faster to reach the cells. The heart is able to immediately identify this need and begins beating faster. The heart makes it possible for the blood to make 1,000 circuits around the body in a day. That means visiting all 100 trillion cells in the body 1,000 times a day, carrying the necessary nutrients, delivering oxygen, and taking back carbon dioxide, repairing damage, and collecting wastes. Thanks to the heart's tireless tempo, every cell in the body is monitored 1,000 times a day, with 8,000 liters of blood being pumped every day. The heart of an adult human being is capable of pumping around 340 liters of blood in an hour, even when they are asleep. That speed would be enough to fill the fuel tank of a car within the space of 7 minutes. Find somewhere quiet and just listen to yourself. Can you hear the intense activity going on in your body? Of course not. You cannot hear anything, not even in the quietest place. Yet just 2 centimeters beneath your skin, your heart is working energetically to pump blood through a venous network stretching thousands of kilometers to even the remotest parts of the body, under a pressure and at a speed capable of squirting that blood several meters into the air. Let us now make a comparison in order to better comprehend this perfection in the heart. Imagine that you have set up a water plant to pump at least once a second in an average of 65 to 70 times a minute. By means of that pump, water has to go to 100 trillion homes a second under the same pressure. At the same time, the plant has to determine which home needs how much water, and to send more water to those requiring more. This system that has been established also has to work for at least 70 years without the slightest breakdowns or rusting, and not one of the pipelines leading to the houses must be left out of the cycle. And these are just a few of the system's important details. For several reasons, it is beyond the bounds of possibility to make such a system work. First, it is impossible for you to meet the needs of 100 trillion homes at the same time and with the same pressure. In addition, it is completely out of the question for a machine that operates at such a great speed and with an unchanging rhythm to last any longer than 10 to 15 years. Even before that, the machine would require frequent maintenance, and any defects arising would have to be put right. It is impossible for such a machine to function to perfection over the course of many years. Furthermore, it would be irrational to claim that somehow this device determined the need for each house and sent more or less water depending on its own analysis of the situation. Nobody can rationally argue that such a mechanism formed spontaneously by iron and cement mixing with one another. That is, it suddenly began pumping a random amount of water which came into being by coincidence in a rhythmic manner, and that it subsequently equipped itself with a pipeline system capable of reaching 100 trillion homes. What is obvious is that the system was in fact brought into being by a rational entity. Since it is clear that even such a poor man-made structure as compared with the heart cannot come into existence spontaneously, then there can be no doubt that the heart, with all its magnificent features, could have done so either. The heart is in every way a work of art. As we shall shortly see in detail, this unique and miraculous system manifests the sublime wisdom and power of Allah in every single detail. As we are informed in the verses of the Quran, does man reckon he will be left to go on unchecked? Was he not a drop of ejaculated sperm, then a blood clot, which he created and shaped, making from it both sexes, male and female? Is he who does this not able to bring the dead to life?